Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google is testing surfacing a carousel of short-form videos from Instagram and TikTok, among other sources, in search on the Google app for mobile devices. This builds on a similar trial the company built into Google Discover, which surfaced a similar video carousel in a dedicated personalized feed, although this initially surfaced videos from the Indian platform Trail, as well as the Google project Tanji and YouTube. Clicking on videos in the carousel takes you to the web version of the platforms, even if native apps are installed on devices. Google classified this test as a limited, early-stage feature. Apple removed the app Vibe Together, designed to organize and attend underground parties, from the iOS App Store. The app's TikTok account was also banned. In a statement to The Verge, one of the app's co-founders said the app had a few thousand users, with several thousand additional applicants that had requested access. The app seemingly launched originally using the name Trendies. Last summer, Apple sued the security startup Corellium over copyright infringement for providing an emulated version of the iOS operating system. U.S. District Judge Rodney Smith has now ruled in favor of Corellium, saying the emulation amounted to fair use, given that it was transformative for security researchers by adding capabilities like letting users see and halt running processes and take live snapshots. In the ruling, Judge Smith did say Apple may still pursue a separate federal lawsuit on the grounds that Corellium circumvented its security measures when creating its software. In January, France agreed to suspend collection of its digital services tax on large technology platforms as part of a negotiation with the U.S. over retaliatory tariffs on French goods. Now French officials announced they are resuming collection of the 3% levy on digital services, which brought in 400 million euros in 2019. Italy, Spain, and the UK have passed similar taxes that will begin collection in 2021, with India and Austria already taxing digital revenue. Current tax treaties have generally allocated corporate profit based on where value is created, not where goods are consumed. Vivo launched its X60 and X60 Pro handsets in China. Both of these upper mid-range phones offer the Exynos 1080 SoC, a 6.56-inch 1080p 120Hz OLED display with 8 or 12 gigabytes of memory on the X60 and 12 gigabytes standard on the Pro. The camera system now carries Zeiss branding, offering a 48-megapixel main camera with a micro gimbal for stabilization, 13-megapixel 2X portrait lens, and a 13-megapixel ultrawide. The Pro also adds an 8-megapixel 5X periscope zoom lens capable of 60X digital zoom, and offers a wider f1.48 aperture on the main camera compared to the standard X60's f1.79. The X60 starts at 3,498 yuan, with the X60 Pro at 4,498 yuan. Vivo also said an X60 Pro Plus will arrive in late January. Samsung announced a new feature for its HDR10 standard called HDR10 Plus Adaptive. This is designed to optimize picture quality based on ambient lighting. Samsung plans to launch the feature in its upcoming QLED TV products, although it's unclear if this will come to existing displays. At CES 2020, Dolby launched a similar feature for its HDR standard called Dolby Vision IQ. According to preliminary data from Sensor Tower, global consumers spent an estimated $407.6 million across Apple's App Store and Google Play on Christmas Day, up 34.5% in the year. Most spending went to mobile games, with an estimated $295.6 million, up 27% in the year. Honor of Kings led the category with $10.7 million. TikTok was the top non-game app in terms of revenue, with $4.7 million in revenue. Apple's App Store accounted for 68.4% of spending on Christmas. And finally, according to data from the UK telecommunication infrastructure company Openreach, customer broadband data usage increased 127% in 2020 to a total of 50,000 petabytes. Properties connected to fiber broadband use an average of 9 gigabytes of data a day. December 26 also saw record network usage with 210 petabytes, which Openreach attributed to a mix of video calls, TV streaming, and new gaming downloads. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.